Structural equation models, path models, are picture models. I love picture models. It's all about boxes and arrows. Each box is a predictor. If we're studying exam performance, I've decided that I want to look at five different predictors. Study time, how well people have done on homework, how well people have done on labs, how motivated they are, and teaching quality. Within these pictures, an arrow means that variable has a unique contribution to understanding. That means we put these together into a multiple regression model, and study time, percent homework, percent lab, and motivation scores all had a significant regression weight, a unique contribution to exam performance, but teaching quality didn't. One of the things that we learned in factorial designs is that there's different ways for a variable to be part of understanding behavior. It can be part of a main effect, or it can be part of an interaction. When we were looking at examples, and in lab, you saw lots of times where a variable wasn't a main effect, but it was part of an interaction. Is that variable important to understanding that behavior? Sure as hell is. And so we might not be in a hurry to throw teaching quality out just because it doesn't have a unique contribution. Maybe it's a richer part of the story. In meta-analysis, we're also going to see times that variables don't have what we'll call a direct effect on the outcome, but have an important indirect effect. Those are the magic words of path analysis. The magic words of factorial designs: interactions, conditional effects, misleading main effects. The magic words of path analysis: direct and indirect relationships. Here's what a path model or a structural model looks like. What we've done is we've got the same variables, but now we have arranged them on a temporal causal continuum. That means that over here are things that came earlier in time. Over here are things that came later in time. Notice the criterion or dependent variable is the last thing up here. Everything's pointing at that. Some people like to think of this as a temporal model. That means that teaching quality happens before lab and homework performance. Study time and motivation, we're studying just before the exam, and then we have the exam. Some people like to think of this as a causal model, but remember that we can really only talk about cause when we have a true experiment with no confounds. And like most multiple regression studies in a path analysis, nearly all of the variables are measured. So, the path analysis includes the multiple regression, and that has the same four arrows. And notice, once again, that study time, lab performance, motivation, and homework performance all have a direct effect on exam performance, but we also have teaching quality, which is related to these things, but not related directly to exam performance.